Radio Now, good morning on this finally Friday morning. It's Elia King, Live the Web Girl, producer Porkchop, hanging out. Say you're on a date, right?
Yeah.
And the date's going really well.
Uh-huh.
But something happens.
Yes.
And then it could maybe make the date go south. We have this picture. We're going to put it up on our social media at Radio Now AM Show. Liv, can you describe this picture? Like, we're saying you're on a date. And you go back to your partner's place and you see this. What are we looking at?
Okay, so it is literally just basically a disheveled room. So it's a bedroom. There is a mattress just in the middle of the floor. Mm-hmm. No backboard, no sheets, just one blanket on it. A blank mattress, but just one blanket. The blanket's not even like set up nice.
Not even like a comforter.
No, there's just clothes on the ground, just random stuff. There's not one single piece of decoration.
Mm.
It's just basically a disheveled room. It's just gross.
Doesn't even look livable.
Very, very not livable.
The mattress has like stains all over it. The blinds are all like messed up, and the carpet's kind of nasty looking too.
Yeah. So how good of a date are we talking? First of all, let's say like the date's going really well.
Right. I would say the date's going well.
Really well. Like,
it's not love at first sight, but it's going well.
Like, something.
You guys are having fun.
Okay.
And you're looking forward to going back to her place.
Gotcha.
Yeah, it's not like this is like an unconsensual situation.
Yeah.
Like, he's like, oh, do you want to come back for a drink? Or she's like, oh, do you want to come back for a drink? And you're like, yeah. Okay. And you guys go back.
Okay. And then you see this. What are you doing? Check out our Instagram at Radio Now AM Show. Give us a call, 833-563-2539. All right, Liv. What are you doing? If Jewel Daddy brought you guys are on a date, mm-hmm. your first day, and he brought you, let's go back to my place and you see this, what's happening?
And you're already there. Like, you see it because you walk in and you're there.
Yeah.
Okay, here's my problem. Like, if I think about, like, Jewel Daddy, like, our chemistry on our first date was, like, unreal. Like, I was like, oh, wow, I want to spend every single moment with this person.
Creepy.
A little bit.
Oh, absolutely creepy. But that's where my mind went.
Romantic and creepy.
Yes. So I don't know. It's hard to say because our first date went so well. Is this before? Have we kissed yet?
Let's say.
Have we kissed yet?
No.
You haven't? We haven't kissed yet?
I'm going to say no.
Okay, then maybe I leave. I dip. I'm like, oh, shoot, I forgot about something. Like, I have something going on.
Really?
And I, like, dip. Yeah, I think I leave. But, I think I leave. The only reason why I say that is because my first date with him, we kissed, like, he was about to drop me off home, and we were, like, sitting in his car talking.
Yeah.
And then he was like, okay, like, can I kiss you? And I was like, I mean, finally, yeah. And, like, the kiss was, like, electric.
He asked you?
Yes, which, like, one, love.
Really?
Consent, amazing. Yeah. No, so he asked me, and, like, the kiss, like, could have lasted a billion hours. Like, I could have just, like, kept kissing him and kept kissing him. So that's why I say that. But, like, before kiss, I probably would have been like, yeah, no, I gotta go.
Okay. I think that's a whole nother situation, because I feel like some girls don't like when you ask. They're like, just do it. Like, why are you asking me?
Oh, no, I think it's cute.
You think it's cute?
Yeah.
Porkchop, what are you doing?
I am staying. I mean, this place already looks like
what?
I mean, this place is like a mansion compared to mine.
Really?
No, I'm kidding. My place is definitely nicer than that.
Like, what?
But so are you staying, though? The guy is really hot.
Oh, so it's a guy. Okay.
Or a girl, whatever you want.
Whatever you're dating that particular night.
You know, I probably wouldn't. I probably wouldn't leave.
But what would you say? You wouldn't leave?
No, you know me. I'm like too nice. There's no way I can make this person feel bad about, like, I would stomach through it.
And, like, I feel like you're a fixer. Like, you like to fix people. I think that's why you kind of like younger guys, just because like you feel like you can help them.
You could be right about that.
You better get online immediately, start buying furniture for this person.
Yeah, exactly. Like, we're going to decorate. Here, I'll help you clean it up.
I mean, I definitely would not start, if this was my first, let's say it was a one night stand, then no, I probably would not start cleaning it up. But like if the, you know, if I came back like a second and third time, then I would probably bring some gloves and some sanitizer.
Oh my gosh.
But like on the first time, if I'm going over there, like I'm not touching anything with my bare hands.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess it depends on how much you like that person. Because like if you really like them and you're going to continue to see them, this can become a project.
And you know what I would not do? I definitely wouldn't sleep there. I'd make some sort of excuse that like I have to wake up for work at 3 a.m. So yeah. Just, you know, yeah, sure, let's go back to your place, stay there for maybe 30 minutes to an hour. And then if they're like, hey, want to sleep over? It's like, oh, I just got the stomach flu.
Right. Wait, so but here's also my thing.
Okay.
That I think this brings a whole new level of psychotic.
To you or just in general?
To the person
okay.
whose room this is. Who in their right mind would ever invite someone back knowing your room like this? Because I'm not going to lie, my apartment right now is an absolute disaster. There are clothes everywhere because I've been on 8 billion trips this summer. So there's clothes and suitcases and duffel bags. And like, I'm pretty sure my straightener is on my coffee table. Like there's just like clothes and stuff that I like just need to like put away. So it's not like gross food and stuff like that, but it's just like there's just clothes, a lot of clothes.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Without a doubt. Like if I'm on the other side of this,
right.
There's no way I'm inviting you
right.
back to
exactly.
my place.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, but I know I will not let anyone step in my apartment right now.
Yeah.
No one needs to come inside of my apartment right now. And if I knew that someone was going to be in my place, it would be absolutely spotless.
Yeah, you definitely clean it.
I would never invite someone back.
Never. It'd be like, if they asked, do you want to go back to my place? Like, no, you sure you don't want to go back to your place?
Yeah, I would be like, let's go to a hotel.
All right.